he produced a ring he had cut off the finger of a German he had killed with his bayonet. By this time, the 29th Division, coming west from Omaha Beach, had taken Isigny, 12 kilometers from Carentin. Carentin, with a population of about 4,000, lay astride the main highway from Cherbourg to Caen and Saint-Lô. The Paris-Cherbourg Railroad ran through it. The German 6th Parachute Regiment, having failed to hold the high ground to the north, was now defending Carentin. Colonel von der Heydt had orders from Field Marshal Erwin Rommel to defend Carentin to the last man. On June 10th, the 29th Division, coming from Omaha, linked up with the 101st northeast of Carentin. This made the beachhead secure, but it could not be developed or extended inland until the Americans drove the Germans out of Carentin. Progress was excruciatingly slow for three major reasons: the lack of sufficient armor or artillery, the skill and determination of the defenders, and the hedgerows, often 6 feet high or even more, with narrow lanes that were more like trenches, so solid that they could stop a tank. Each hedgerow was a major enemy position, and there were so damn many of them. Take one hedgerow after an all-out effort, and there was another one 50 meters or less away. This was about as bad a place to mount an infantry assault as could be imagined, as bad as clearing out a town house by house or room by room, as bad as attacking a World War I trench system. But it had to be done. General Collins had 7th Corps attacking north in the direction of Cherbourg, the largest port in Normandy and a major strategic objective, and west toward the coast, in order to cut off the Germans in the Cotentin from their line of communications. But gains were limited and little progress could be expected until the bottleneck at Cotentin had been broken. The task fell to the 101st. General Taylor decided to attack from three directions simultaneously. The 327th Glider Infantry Regiment would come in from the north, the 501st from the northeast, while the 506th would undertake a night march, swinging around the almost surrounded Carentin to the southwest. Coordinated attacks were scheduled to begin at dawn, 0500, June 12th. Captain Sobel had seen to it that Easy Company had spent months of training at night. Forced night marches cross-country, through woods, night compass problems, every conceivable problem of troop movement and control of troops at night.